From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Wednesday, October 22nd. Millions of Californians could lose access to food benefits next month because of the federal government shutdown. That includes North State residents. CalFresh is the state's version of the Federal Supplemental Assistance Nutrition Program that provides food benefits to low-income families. Earlier this week, Governor Gavin Newsom said CalFresh will likely be delayed if the federal government doesn't reopen or make plans to fund benefits by tomorrow. According to data from CalFresh and the USDA, North State residents struggle with food insecurity at a higher rate than the national average. In places like Butte County, residents are enrolled in the CalFresh program at higher rates than most of the state, with over 40,000 enrollees in the county, according to the state's data dashboard. Newsom said the California Department of Social Services began notifying all counties to prepare for the shutdown's impact. In other news, a former Chico police sergeant who was fired earlier this year for on-duty sexual acts has settled a lawsuit with the city. That's according to the Enterprise Record. Documentation showed in June, Chico agreed to pay Michael Williams $38,000 under the conditions he drop a termination appeal he filed. Williams allegedly had sexual relationships with five women while on patrol in 2023. Also, Shasta County supervisors narrowly approved money to install six naloxone vending machines. They would provide the medication that reverses opioid overdoses for free. JPR's Roman Battaglia reports.
The machines will be placed in areas with higher rates of opioid overdoses. They'll also be at locations where people can get help with opioid abuse, like the Community Health Center and the Good News Rescue Mission. Shauna Stratton with Shasta County Public Health says the machines will have tablets that the county can use to collect helpful data.
If we want to compare different regions of Shasta County and say, okay, we put a machine up in Shingletown and that reduced the rates of overdose, and then we didn't put one in Igo and Ono and it didn't reduce the rates of overdose, we can do some comparison.
County supervisors approved using money from the Opioid Settlement Fund. Only one supervisor voted against the proposal, with concerns about the unrestricted access to these machines. Stratton noted that most of them will be indoors and all will be monitored. The funding will cover the machines for 3 years. Roman Battaglia, JPR News.
Also, a Shasta County man accused of a hate crime will go on trial in December. Timothy Ray Thompson allegedly accosted a Hispanic family outside their Igo home on July 8th. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, he reportedly yelled racial slurs and fired a shotgun, forcing them to shelter inside their house. He's now facing 16 felony counts, including making criminal threats, assault, possession of an assault weapon, child abuse, and enhancements for committing a hate crime. The 69-year-old has pleaded guilty and is being held without bail in Shasta County Jail. In other news, state officials are helping to harden homes in Shasta County against wildfires. CAL FIRE says the state's wildfire mitigation program is aiding homeowners in the rural parts of the county to install fire-resistant protections. The program was started in 2019 and aims to make home hardening more attainable and affordable in wildfire-prone areas. It also educates residents and communities about preparedness. Six counties with high wildfire risk were selected to pilot the program. In other news, it's been a year since invasive golden mussels were first spotted in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta at the port of Stockton. CAP Radio's Manola Sakaira has an update on their spread.
Golden mussels can grow up to around 2 inches in size and are highly adaptable. Their presence can degrade ecosystems and clog up important water infrastructure. California Department of Fish and Wildlife officials say the mussels spread south to places that receive water from the Delta, but it's still most present in the Delta region. Martha Volkoff is the CDFW's Invasive Species Program Manager.
In the Delta, the reality will be, unfortunately, living with golden mussels in perpetuity. I don't anticipate this problem will go away.
As far as she knows, she says the golden mussel has not spread to waterways that are not connected to the Delta. She says it's important that boaters keep their vessels cleaned, drained, and dry after every use to help prevent the spread, even if they're in waters where the golden mussel hasn't yet been reported. Manola Sekaira, Cap Radio News.
And California has raised the stakes for businesses that steal employees' wages. That's after Governor Newsom signed legislation this month that will triple some penalties for wage theft. The California Report's Aya Ali Ahmad has more.
Unpaid wage judgments cost workers billions in California, and many employers simply refuse to pay. But starting January 1st, employers who hold out could pay penalties three times the amount they owe. State Senator Aisha Wahab authored the bill, which also prevents companies from erasing their debt by shutting down and reorganizing.
Employers need to pay their employees what they are owed. These employees work hard. They deserve every single dollar they work for. And the fact that employers are circumventing pay is a crime.
Wahab says the law also ensures that workers can collect unpaid wage judgments without paying extra legal fees. For the California Report, I'm Aya Ali Ahmad.
And finally, the Redding Regional Airport has reopened to both daytime and nighttime flights after a month of work on a rehabilitation project. Initially, the airport said nighttime flights might be delayed or canceled, as the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, needed to complete a flight check on the new runway lights. The inspection was postponed due to the government shutdown. But yesterday, the FAA did give the airport the green light for night flights. The airport says finishing touches to construction will continue through December. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, October 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancart.